Welcome to the Daily Orthodox Scriptures and today 61 of our journey through the Bible. We are reading through the Scriptures in 1 year using the Orthodox Study Bible. I'm Father Alexis. Today is March 2nd, and as I mentioned yesterday, Deuteronomy is written in the format of three sermons given by Moses before the children of Israel enter the Promised Land. Today we will finish the first of the sermons with a historical background. Let's begin. Deuteronomy chapter 3 through chapter 4, verse 43. Then we turned and went up the road to Bashan. And Og, king of Bashan, came out against us, he and all his people, to battle at Edrei. And the Lord said to me, Do not fear him, for I delivered him and all his people and all his land into your hands. You shall do to him as you did to Sihon, king of the Amorites, who dwelt at Heshbon. So the Lord our God delivered Og, king of Bashan, into our hands, and all his people. And we struck him until none of his seed remained. Also, at that time we conquered all his cities. There was not a city we did not take from them, 60 cities, all the region of Argob, the kingdom of Og in Bashan. All these cities were fortified with high walls, gates, and bars, besides a great many cities of the Perizzites. We utterly destroyed them, as we did Sihon, king of Heshbon, utterly destroying every city, one after the other, and the women and children. But all the cattle and spoil of the cities we took as booty for ourselves. At that time we also took the land from the hands of the two kings of the Amorites beyond the Jordan, from the Arnon River to Mount Hermon. The Sidonians call Hermon Sirion, and the Amorite call it Senir. All the cities of the plain, all Gilead and all Bashan, as far as Salcah and Edrei, cities of the kingdom of Og in Bashan. For only Og, king of Bashan, remained of the Rephaim. Indeed, his bedstead was an iron bedstead. Behold, it is in the citadel of the sons of Ammon. 9 cubits is its length, and 4 cubits its width, measured by the forearm of a man. So we inherited this land at that time from Aroer by the Arnon River, and half the mountain of Gilead. And I gave his cities to Reuben and Gad. The rest of Gilead and all Bashan, the kingdom of Og, I gave to half the tribe of Manasseh. All the region of Argob, all that Bashan, will be reckoned as the land of the Rephaim. Jair, the son of Manasseh, took all the region of Argob as far as the borders of the Geshurites and the Maacathites, and called Bashan after his own name, Havoth Jair, to this day. Also, I gave Gilead to Machir. Now to Reuben and Gad I gave from Gilead as far as the Arnon River, in the middle of the river as the border, and as far as the Jabbok River, the border of the sons of Ammon. And the Arabah and the Jordan are the border stretching from Machanereth down to the sea of the Arabah, the Salt Sea, to Pisgah in the east. Then I commanded you at that time, saying, The Lord your God gave you this land as an inheritance. All you men of valor shall cross over armed before your brethren, the sons of Israel. But your wives, your children, and your cattle, I know you have much cattle, will stay in the cities I gave you, until the Lord your God gives rest to your brethren as to you, and they also inherit the land the Lord our God is giving them beyond the Jordan. Then each may return to the inheritance I gave you. Then I commanded Joshua at that time, saying, Your eyes saw all the Lord our God did to these two kings. So will the Lord our God do to all the kingdoms through which you pass. You must not fear them, for the Lord our God himself fights for you. Then I pleaded with the Lord at that time, saying, O Lord, O Lord, you have begun to show your servant your strength and power and your mighty hand and outstretched arm. For what God is there in heaven or on earth who can do anything like your works and your mighty deeds? Let me cross over and see this good land, this good mountain, and Anti-Lebanon. But the Lord disregarded me on your account and would not listen to me. So the Lord said to me, "Enough of that. Speak no more to me of this matter. Go to the top of the stony mountain and lift your eyes toward the sea, the north wind, the south wind, and the sunrise. Behold it with your eyes, for you will not cross over this Jordan. But command Joshua, strengthen him and encourage him, for he will go over before this people, and he will cause them to inherit the land you see." So we stayed in the valley opposite Beth Peor. "Now, O Israel, listen to the ordinances and judgments I teach you today to observe, that you may live and become numerous and inherit the land the Lord God of your fathers is giving you. You shall not add to the word I command you, nor take from it, that you may keep the commandments of the Lord your God, all that I command you today. Your eyes saw all the things the Lord our God did at Baal Peor, for the Lord your God destroyed from among you all the men who followed Baal of Peor. But you who held fast to the Lord your God are alive today, every one of you. Surely I taught you ordinances and judgments, as the Lord commanded me, that you should act according to them in the land you go to inherit. Therefore be careful to observe them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the Gentiles, who will hear all these ordinances and say, 'Surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people.' For what great nation is there that has God so near to it as the Lord our God is to us, for whatever reason we may call upon him? Also, what great nation is there that has such ordinances and righteous judgments as are in all this law I set before you today? Only take heed to yourself and diligently guard your soul, lest you forget all these things your eyes saw, and lest they depart from your heart all the days of your life, and you shall teach them to your sons and the sons of your sons, especially concerning the day you stood before the Lord your God in Horeb, on the day of assembly, when the Lord said to me, 'Gather the people to me and let them hear my words, so they may learn to fear me all the days they live on the earth, and may teach their sons.' Then you came near and stood at the foot of the mountain, and the mountain burned with fire to the midst of heaven, with darkness, gloom, storm, and a great voice. The Lord spoke to you from the midst of the fire. You heard the sound of the words, but saw no form. You only heard a voice. So he declared to you his covenant, the Ten Commandments, which he commanded you to perform, and he wrote them on two tablets of stone. Then the Lord commanded me at that time to teach you ordinances and judgments, so you might observe them in the land you are crossing over to inherit. So be careful to guard your souls, for you saw no form when the Lord spoke to you at Horeb on the mountain from the midst of the fire. Do not act lawlessly and make for yourselves a carved form of any image, the likeness of male or female, the likeness of any cattle on the earth, or the likeness of any winged bird that flies under heaven, the likeness of anything that creeps on the ground, or the likeness of any fish in the waters beneath the earth. Also, do not act lawlessly when you lift your eyes to heaven and see the sun, the moon, and the stars, all the adornment of heaven, and you thus go astray and worship and serve them, which the Lord your God assigned to all the nations under heaven. But the Lord took you and brought you out of the iron furnace from Egypt to be his people, an inheritance as you are this day. Furthermore, the Lord was angry with me about what you said and swore I would not cross over the Jordan and enter the land the Lord your God is giving you as an inheritance. But I am going to die in this land. Thus, I am not going to cross over this Jordan, but you will cross over and inherit this good land. Take heed to yourselves, lest you forget the covenant the Lord your God made with you, and make for yourselves a carved form of anything, concerning which the Lord your God forbade you. For the Lord your God is a consuming fire, a jealous God. If you beget sons, and the sons of sons, and dwell a long time in the land, and act lawlessly, and make a carved form of anything, and do evil in the sight of the Lord your God to provoke him to anger, I call heaven and earth to witness to you today that you will be utterly destroyed from the land you are crossing over the Jordan to inherit. You will not live long on it, but will be utterly annihilated. Then the Lord will scatter you among all the nations, and you will be left few in number among the nations where the Lord will bring you. There you will serve different gods, the works of men's hands, wood and stone, which neither see, hear, eat, nor smell. But from there you will seek the Lord your God, and you will find him when you seek him with all your heart and with all your soul in your tribulation. And all these words will find you at the end of days, when you turn to the Lord your God and obey his voice. For the Lord your God is a merciful God. He will not forsake you, nor annihilate you, nor forget the covenant of your fathers which he swore to them. For ask now concerning former days, before your day, in which God created man on the earth, and ask from one end of heaven to the other whether any great thing like this has happened, or anything like it has been heard. Did any people ever hear the voice of the living God speaking from the midst of the fire, in the manner you heard, and live? Or did God ever try to go and take for himself a nation from the midst of another nation, in testing, signs, wonders, and war, and by a mighty hand and outstretched arm, and by great visions, according to all the Lord your God did for you in Egypt before your eyes? To you it was shown, that you might know the Lord your God is God. There is none other besides him. Out of heaven he let you hear his voice, that he might instruct you. And on earth he showed you his great fire, and you heard his words from the midst of the fire. Because he loved your fathers, therefore he chose you their seed after them. And he brought you out of Egypt with his great strength, destroying from before your face nations greater and mightier than you, to bring you in, to give you their land as an inheritance, as you have it today. Therefore, know today and bear in mind, the Lord your God, this God, is in heaven above and on earth beneath. There is no other besides him. You shall therefore guard his ordinances and his commandments I command you today, that it may be well with you, and with your sons after you, and may prolong your days in the land the Lord your God is giving you to guard all the time. Then Moses set apart three cities beyond the Jordan toward the rising of the sun. So the manslayer who kills his neighbor without foreknowledge, without hating him previously, might flee into one of these cities and live there. Bezer in the desert on the plateau for Reuben, Ramoth and Gilead for Gad, and Golan in the Bashan for Manasseh. Psalm 54, verses 1 through 12. Give ear to my prayer, O God, and do not despise my supplication. Attend to me and hear me. I am vexed in my prayer and troubled by the enemy's voice and by the sinner's affliction. For they turned their lawlessness upon me, and in wrath they were indignant with me. My heart was troubled within me, and the terror of death fell on me. Fear and trembling came upon me, and the darkness covered me. I said, "Who will give me wings like a dove, and I will fly away and be at rest?" Behold, I fled far away and lodged in the wilderness. I wait for the one who saves me from faint-heartedness and storm. Drown them in the sea, O Lord, and divide their tongues, for I see lawlessness and strife in the city. Day and night it shall surround her upon her walls. Lawlessness and trouble and wrongdoing are in her midst, and usury and treachery have not ceased from her squares. Proverbs 11, verses 11 through 15. A double-tongued man reveals deliberations heard in council, but a man faithful in spirit conceals matters. Those for whom there is no leadership fall like leaves, but there is salvation in much counsel. A wicked man does evil whenever he meets a righteous man, and he hates the sound of stability. A thankful woman raises up glory to her husband, but a throne of dishonor is a woman who hates righteousness. Lazy men are in need of wealth, but courageous men support themselves with wealth. Mark chapter 7, verses 24 through 37. From there he arose and went to the region of Tyre and Sidon, and he entered a house and wanted no one to know it, but he could not be hidden. For a woman whose young daughter had an unclean spirit heard about him, and she came and fell at his feet. The woman was a Greek, a Syrophoenician by birth, and she kept asking him to cast the demon out of her daughter. But Jesus said to her, "Let the children be filled first, for it is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs." And she answered and said to him, "Yes, Lord, yet even the little dogs under the table eat from the children's crumbs." Then he said to her, "For this saying, go your way, the demon has gone out of your daughter." And when she had come to her house, she found the demon gone out, and her daughter lying on the bed. Again, departing from the region of Tyre and Sidon, he came through the midst of the region of Decapolis to the Sea of Galilee. Then they brought to him one who was deaf and had an impediment in his speech, and they begged him to put his hand on him. And he took him aside from the multitude and put his fingers in his ears, and he spat and touched his tongue. Then looking up to heaven, he sighed and said to himself, "Ephphatha," that is, "be opened." Immediately his ears were opened, and the impediment of his tongue was loosed, and he spoke plainly. Then he commanded them that they should tell no one, but the more he commanded them, the more widely they proclaimed it. And they were astonished beyond measure, saying, "He has done all things well. He makes both the deaf to hear and the mute to speak." Today we hear a strange conversation between Jesus and the Syrophoenician woman. We see in it, and in many other places as well, the great emphasis Jesus places on humility. I would like to share today a couple of stories from the Desert Fathers that also emphasize humility. An elder was asked, "What is humility?" And he said in reply, "Humility is a great work, and a work of God. The way of humility is to undertake bodily labor and believe yourself a sinner and make yourself subject to all." Then a brother said, "What does it mean to be subject to all?" The elder answered, "To be subject to all is not to give your attention to the sins of others, but always to give your attention to your own sins and to pray without ceasing to God." Another story goes as follows. As Abba Macarius was returning to his cell from the marsh carrying palm leaves, the devil met him with a sharp sickle and would have struck him, but he could not. He cried out, "Great is the violence I suffer from you, Macarius, for when I want to hurt you, I cannot. But whatever you do, I do and more also. You fast now and then, but I am never refreshed by any food. You often keep vigil, but I never fall asleep. Only in one thing are you better than I am, and I acknowledge that." Macarius said to him, "What is that?" And he replied, "It is because of your humility alone that I cannot overcome you." I'm looking forward to being with you tomorrow as we continue our reading through the Scriptures. I'm Father Alexis, and remember, Christ is in our midst.